Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're recording.
Yeah, I just figured we'd start it.
We're waiting for Ruby and her boyfriend to get out of the kitchen. Ruby just asked us, she said, "Do you guys have topics?" And Brooke goes, "Nah, we're too good to have topics." We just start talking. Okay. I have to talk about the fact that Ruby and her boyfriend eat nothing but microwave dinners.
That's all they eat.
Shh. You can't swear at me on while I'm on this, because then it makes me look like a really bad mom. I already look like a bad mom?
No, I just would, I would argue that if she were swearing at you and she were her younger,
crappier self,
shitty self, then it could make you look like a bad mom.
Yeah.
You know, but she's 20.
I mean, yeah.
I feel like, you know, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, what I did, bad mom. I was like, dude, if I ever, oh boy.
If Ruby had said something like that to me when she was younger, and like not like kind of like half kidding, Ruby, what would I have done to you? Put soap in my mouth. That's what she said.
Dude, my sister.
Put soap in my mouth.
Lacey's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Her youngest, Brinley.
Mm-hmm.
From a really young age, she like leaned into a spanking.
Oh, that would be Ruby.
Oh yeah, and yeah. It didn't bother her. It doesn't bother them to put soap in their mouth.
Yeah.
So my sister, when they would like talk back or say things they're not supposed to, nothing else works. And so what she would do is she'd flick them in the mouth.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
No, Ruby.
They don't talk back.
Ruby would.
Everyone's like, that's abuse. Yeah. Well,
sometimes you got to do what you got
to
do.
Sometimes a kid needs to be flicked. Me.
Ruby was the kind of kid that if I would have to beat her to like really make an impression.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't spank her because I would have to really hurt her, and that's not what I would want to do. So we would put her on timeout and she hated it. But at a point she got to where she wanted to do the bad thing so bad that she would do it. And then she put herself on timeout.
Dude, I put myself in timeout one time.
She would. She'd be, or what do we always say, Ru? Ruby's favorite thing to do was to just act out and be awful. And even her siblings all talk about it. And then she'd go, I'm nice now. She would decide.
You tell the story of like,
she would just, yeah,
of you
she
in
would
the car.
Decide.
What was happening in the car? And she was throwing
the
huge tantrum. And then she saw a doggy and she goes,
A goggy.
I'm nice now.
Yeah. After screaming for an hour in the car with her, I used to have to take, because, you know, two of my kids are technically my stepkids. And so I would take them. They all were at different schools. So we would drive, and Ruby was probably, I don't know, maybe two or three. And I would have to do the school drop off, which if any of you are moms out there, you know that it's kind of a nightmare, the drop off. And
especially when it's like multiple places.
Yeah. And so I'd have to do three different drop offs. So Ruby was in the car longer than most, you know, little kids would be for the drop off. And she would scream the whole time. It would embarrass her siblings so bad, because we'd pull up and it'd be like, and then they'd open the door and he'd be like, then like shut the door. So yeah, she would scream through the whole drop off because she hated the car. And then yeah, we'd just pull up to a light. And one time she just looks over and she's like, and just tears, her face is bright red. And all of a sudden she's like, Agagi, I nice now. Dude, I was like, are you kidding me?
At what point? At what point did you like really start to drink alcohol? Because
poor Ruby. Ruby, you know I love you.
No, just the whole experience.
Ruby just said, do you remember when you used to lock yourself in the closet to hide from me? And yes, I do. Because I've always said Ruby has so many wonderful gifts. And I used to always tell her, please use them for good and not evil. Because she is the most tenacious person. If she wants something or needs something, she will push and push and push and push. And so she would literally scream and yell and cry to the point where I would go and lock myself in the closet and call friends and say, I'm in the closet. She's out there. She'd be banging on the closet. Still, like screaming. And I'd be like, I locked myself in the closet because
I don't want to hurt her.
So I had all these, you know, everybody has this great advice. And I get it, because until you have a kid that has so much passion, we're going to call it passion, mm-hmm. so much passion, you think, oh my gosh, like, you know, my kid would never act that way. And so for things to have worked on my older kids that were not working on her, I probably would have been the same way with the older kids, right? You have a parent who has a child who is passionate. And so you want to say, well, try this or try that. You know, they're not doing what they're supposed, you know, what they could be doing to improve their behavior. And so I would get all this advice. And I remember one person said, put soap in her mouth. And so I tried that. Ruby, I put soap on her tongue. And you know, she's so adorable. She's like just in her little diaper and she's screaming at me. So I was like,
terrifying.
I put like a little tiny bit of like a pump of soap on my finger and I stuck it on her tongue. And she looked at me and she started dragging her tongue on the carpet. She was dragging her tongue on the carpet. And she had a reaction as if she was having an exorcism. And I felt like the worst parent. And I remember calling my ex and saying, oh my God, I'm the worst parent. And another person told me to put her in a cold shower.
Oh yeah.
If she was screaming.
Yeah, I've heard, I cannot remember.
That was a disaster. Also,
I can't remember who told me a story, but their thing was,
yeah, I put you in a cold shower. She's all, what? You did that?
Their thing was, actually, maybe.
Yes, I abused you as a child.
It may have been Stephanie. I feel like it was maybe Stephanie who used to do our nails.
Oh, uh-huh.
I feel like this is a story she said, and it was advice from like her, like a grandmother. If it wasn't her, I did hear this story. And what they said to do is just with a cup of cold water, just throw it in their face.
Oh my God. Which seems so cruel.
But when you think
about it. Can you imagine doing that to Maggie?
100%.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
But when you think about it, it's like when you get to a point where you can't talk to the child and you need to lock yourself in a closet and they're just screaming and they can't calm down because you're like, it's learning how to manage your emotion. It's
right.
We figure out, some of us don't figure it out, but we figure out how to do that.
Right.
You just kind of go, whoo, and it's like, oh.
I can't wait till you have a kid.
I'm definitely throwing water
100%
in their face.
You will not.
100% I will.
I think you're a big talker.
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to come back to this.
I'll tell you that if I had a child that was like my sister Robin, 100% I would throw cold water in their face. My mom.
There's
many
moms out there. I'm the youngest. Oh my God, you are the most abusive people. It's considered abuse now.
And the people that would think that it's abusive are the ones that like pretend to have the perfect life on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about. You used to talk about those ladies, yes. Those girls all the time. Oh, that just have their shit together.
Oh yeah.
supposedly.
Yeah. I woke up this morning. Well, this morning, packed all my kids' lunches, took everything. I did worked yoga. Out. I worked out. Did it, and it's only 8 a.m.
Did all my laundry vacuum my whole house?
Did I mention that I also cured cancer? Cool. Okay. Make the rest of us feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm the youngest of four, so I have not experienced, well, I mean, sort of. My older two siblings were still growing up as I was growing up, so I did experience them causing problems, but I've only heard stories of, like, my mom, you know, being a parent, raising them.
Before you.
But not me. And she said there were times with Robin that she would literally have to hold her under a cold shower, like, to get her to calm down. And she didn't learn how to manage those emotions till she was about 38. but now we can all laugh about it.
Right.
But for a very long time, we could only laugh about it in private. But now we can laugh about it with Robin.
So you've gotten to that level.
Yeah.
Well, no, Ruby, one time I just didn't know what to do. So I put her in the cold shower. She's over there. She's like at the counter, just giving me dirty looks. I put her in the cold shower and she flailed around, knocked a razor down, grabbed it, cut her hand. So now she's bleeding.
Okay. So that's different.
And I know, but still, I just thought, oh my God, I'm an abusive parent. This is terrible. And I would, poor Nico, my ex, I would call him all the time. Like, I don't know what to do. And I think he was thinking, you've raised three kids already. What do you mean you don't know what to do? I mean, he was the dad that he got up, he went to work, he came home, played.
Absent.
And then, no, not absent.
Absent.
No, I'm not going to say that. Not absent.
Okay.
But he was no, he wasn't absent. He just was,
you were the, you
like
were,
a Disneyland
you were,
dad.
Well, you I were was the disciplinarian.
Yes. Yeah.
It's exactly why I don't want kids. Cause I'll be the hated
yeah,
one.
Yeah. You're the hated one.
100%. I'll be the worst. One that they hate.
What? I can't hear you. Ruby's trying to tell us something. Ruby, just come over here and say it in the microphone.
Yeah, say it in the microphone.
Oh, she's trying to fix her hair. She just got off work.
Give her your mic. Give her your mic. No, I'm kind of scared. No, say it.
Say it.
Said Brooke already has a child. It's me.
Yeah, Ruby. Oh, yeah. We actually already let them know that I was your adoptive father.
Yes.
And your mother let me know that I was the best husband today.
Oh, yeah. I came home today and... Brooke had brought the garbage cans down. And I said, did you bring down the garbage can? She said, oh my God, you're like the best husband ever.
And I was like, I just try to think about the little things. That's one thing I learned in the first marriage. The little things matter the most.
Little things do matter. Oh man, poor Ruby. Now she's going to her room because she's like, okay. Now everybody knows I was this terrible child. She wasn't terrible.
No, that's
terrible.
Not why she's going to her room.
Ruby,
she's going to her room because that's actually where they eat all their meals. I love you.
You're going to be covered in candy in like 2 seconds.
We're always joking, like they'll be in there like watching TV or something at nighttime. they've had their Hormel mac and cheese. If you guys haven't tried it,
First of all, if you're on any kind of, if you're trying to manage your weight, don't.
Yeah.
But also,
super cheap Hormel microwave mac and cheese. You find it in the grocery store near the meat section. They have it next to the other like already made microwave, shredded chicken,
but it's like
mashed
refrigerated.
Potatoes. It's refrigerated.
Not frozen.
Yeah, it's refrigerated. My mom always has it because when we do dinner and she's making like salad or veggies, she'll always have some sort of option for the kids. Like when we have my whole family over and it's mac and cheese and it's really easy and it's so good.
No, it's so good.
it's good.
It's too good.
And so, but they'll be in there watching a show and I'm always laughing. I'm like, dude, we're going to go in there. And they're going to be asleep, but I just picture them with like Sour Patch Kids
stuck to their
faces.
No, the other night.
Like rolling over and it's like on their, stuck to Ruby's back. And you just look at her and I'm like, dude, just rail thin.
How does
and she just eats. I went in there
the horribly.
Dude, I went in there the other night and I walk in and Ruby's sitting on her bed, her and Christian, she's watching like a show of some sort, and she's got her ice cream and a full jar of Nutella. And she's taking a scoop of ice cream and then a scoop of Nutella. And I just looked at her and I was like, fuck you. And I walked out and shut the door. She just grins, chuckles. I'm like, oh, I think actually I left and I was like, that's going to catch up
with
you.
I know, exactly. Exactly. I'm constantly telling her, okay, fine. You know,
you just wait.
Not, you just wait.
You just wait.
No, the other night we were sitting here and we both wanted kind of something sweet. And she goes, Rhea has a lot of candy in there. And I was like, oh yeah. So I snuck in there. Remember, she was already asleep.
She was asleep.
Christian had gone home. She was asleep. And I'm digging through and I was like, oh, I found like a half eaten package of Sour Patch Kids and we each got like three.
Yeah, we did.
We ate the rest. So I was like, she's going to be so mad in the morning.
I'm like, dude, she has so much candy.
I don't know how she has any teeth.
I don't either. Freak.
It's like when she, my ham, I've talked about the ham before. We might have talked about this before.
Did we?
I don't know. But, we talked about the ham. So Brooke's mom gave me this blanket that I'm in love with. So
it's your ham.
Ruby, it's my ham. Because Brooke had gotten it in a ham box. Anyway, so we call it the ham. And so I just gotten my ham. And it's this really cute, if you're watching, you can see it.
Yeah.
I'm always enveloped. Enveloped? I think it's enveloped.
Enveloped.
In this blanket.
Always enveloped.
Enveloped.
I like that better.
Because I'm smart. And so Ruby saw the blanket. She goes, oh my God, I love that blanket. And Brooke and I were leaving to go somewhere. And so then Ruby sends me a picture of herself in the blanket. And she's like, I'm keeping this. I said, absolutely not.
And that
does not go in your room. And Brooke goes, I could just see it's just going to have candy stuck all over it. So many pieces of candy stuck on your ham.
And like on one hand, you'd be pissed. But on the other hand, we'd be sitting here one night and be like, hey, grab me one of those. you know yeah, what happened.
I'm craving something sweet. I'm like, ooh, oh, this is stuck in the corner. That's a yummy little bite.
Just like Swedish fish and Sour Patch.
Swedish fish and Sour Patch.
We just grabbed the blanket and like over the course of the next like, to be honest, like that evening, it wouldn't last more than an evening.
Dude.
We're just eating. Instead of cleaning the blanket off, we're just like
eating off the blanket.
Yeah.
All the things stuck to it. Oh, we hope something more gets stuck on it.
Hey, Ruby, touch my blanket.
Yeah, wink, wink. Hey, if you have any candy, eat it in this blanket.
Yeah.
No, it reminds me of this story. My youngest sister, Erica, when she was pregnant with her son, Hayden, she's sitting there and she was at the end of her pregnancy. So her belly's really big and her boobs are sitting on her belly. And we're all sitting in my parents' living room and she's eating Skittles. And about an hour later, she's sitting there and we're all talking and she goes, ooh, just like that. And looks down and she's got a red Skittle stuck between her boobs and picks it out and just eats it. And just. Oh my God. So happy.
Ooh.
Ooh. I didn't know that was there. Yummy.
Dude.
All right. Well, we just went on a tangent as usual.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, actually, I feel like I wanted to say this.
Yeah?
Why? Not necessarily sure, but it's more just I want to proclaim my love.
Uh-huh. For me?
For Bagel Fins. And for you.
Yes. Bagel Fins are delicious.
Oh.
And.
Ooh. Explain. Ooh. Tell the story of you explaining to Alan why you don't eat bagels.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Alan was at the gym and he's, I think, what is he? Like 26?
Or younger.
Young kid. And he was talking about, he goes, oh, you know what I love is bagels. Love bagels. You know, forget about them, but like bagels are amazing. They're so good.
They are so good.
Yeah. And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I don't eat those. And he said, why not? Bagels, they're awesome. I said, because they're really high in carbs. And he goes, oh. And so the next day,
he comes like really a lot in one.
Really, you know, a it's lot. Yeah. So then the next day,
you save them for like one-offs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so maybe, I don't know if it was the next day or a couple days later, he's at the gym and he goes, oh man, I looked at the nutritional facts of a bagel. Do you know how many carbs are in that? Both Daniel and I were like, at least 50. And he goes, 56.
Oh yeah.
We're like, yeah. He goes, I got to stop eating bagels.
Dude, like our luck, it'd be like 56 per serving. Right. And it'd be like
half a bagel is a serving.
Yes. No, Gina has bagel thins and they're so bomb. Mm-hmm. She toasts us one in the morning, puts a little bit of pretend butter on it.
It is pretend butter. It like has the consistency, but not the taste. It's like I should just do like the spray oil.
Dude, I remember when, you know, growing up, like fat free was like the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but fat like, free was a trap.
Dude, we always had
fat free was a trap.
We always had, I can't believe it's not butter.
Right.
It's margarine.
Right.
Always.
Yeah, it's a trap.
And I remember going to my aunt's house. Dude, this is a fat kid story. For sure. I've actually haven't really ever thought about this in a very long time. My aunt, my dad's sister, she always had the spray butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just taking it and just spraying it in my mouth.
Gross.
100%, dude. I loved it.
Did it taste good?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just salty and buttery. Dude, and when my mom would have that at the house, like me and my siblings, it was just like, we would just layer it on. Because it was like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Either give me a knife or I'm going to use half of this bottle.
Just spray. Yes. Also in your mouth and then back on the food.
I ate some weird shit growing up, for sure.
Like when you say weird shit, what does that mean?
I would eat, and not just me, like also my sister. It's like I'm embarrassed to say it.
No, do it.
But we loved it.
Do it.
Ketchup sandwiches.
Ew.
Not kidding. Just white. First of all, if you guys have been to Utah.
That sounds so gross.
And I don't know if this is actually in other states, but I know it's in Utah. Grandma sycamore bread.
Nope. Don't
you
know
have
it.
You had no. It at my house.
I did?
I'm pretty sure we made you a piece of toast.
No.
Dude, grandma sycamore bread.
I have not had it.
You have to try it. I never even realized how good it was. Like, I know it's good. But almost every time I've had a friend come into town at my parents' house and have a piece of toast or a
sandwich. I've never had it.
They, from out of state, they're always like, oh, this bread is so good. And it really, really is. Super fluffy.
Is it white bread?
Yes. Well, okay. They have different kinds.
Did you ever take the Wonder Bread and make balls with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How gross is that?
Disgusting.
You think about how dirty kids' hands are and they're just super. Making like a little little bacterial sand, like a little ball to eat. Just, yep. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. Sorry, go back to your bread.
I never did it with Wonder Bread though, because I don't think we ever really bought Wonder Bread.
We weren't allowed Wonder Bread, but my grandparents had it. That's like where we ate all of our shitty stuff.
At your grandma's house?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Grandma's house.
Dude, other thing that was pretty disgusting that I ate. Well, my grandma fed it to me. Grandmas eat weird shit. I have vivid memories of being at my grandma's house and I was little, so she'd set me up on the counter and she always, this was a snack. What I didn't realize is that like not all my other siblings indulged in this like I did. Like I was into it. And saltine crackers.
Okay.
This is going to fuck some of you up. With a little smidgen of mayonnaise.
Ew.
Yeah. My grandma ate that all the time. She put a little mayo on there and she'd make me little saltine crackers. Also, Vienna sausages. I ate those things like they were going out of style. I'd go to my grandma's house and I'd be like, you know what I want? I want a little sausage. And I'd go into her pantry climb up in there and I'd find a little can and you like pull the top off and yeah. I would just eat those little things.
Gross.
I would not eat one today.
That sounds for so
many,
gross
for
to
many
me.
Reasons I wouldn't eat one today. I know that your
yeah,
the food you ate was pretty boring. You know, it like was, grape nuts.
You oh yeah, nuts? No, my that mom.
Was, we always had grape nuts. My
house. Mom was a big health food. So in the 70s, 80s, very big on health food. That's what they called it then.
Health food.
Health food. And everything had to be, I mean, now you would be like, you know, organic, gluten-free, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
Free range.
It was before that.
Non-GMO.
And she would, we had to eat, we never got sugar cereal ever. I mean, grape nuts actually has sugar in it, but mm-hmm. that was the.
You got to work I mean, hard to even find was, the sugar in with, a bite.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, is it even worth it?
The roof of my mouth is bleeding.
Yes.
You know what? I'm not.
Colby, have you ever had grape nut
it's
cereal?
It's not sugary, but there's a lot of iron from all the blood from the roof of your mouth.
Dude, Google grape nut cereal just so you can. Okay,
it's actually pretty high in sugar, but my mom at the time thought that was healthy. So my mom never left town ever, and my mom and my aunt would. They were from Colorado, and they loved John Denver. And every time John Denver was playing in Denver, they would go. So my mom would leave once a year and we would wait for it all year.
And then you'd buy
because my
sugar
dad
cereal?
Would go as soon as my mom was gone, almost like out of the driveway.
Bye.
My He's dad like- would load all four of us girls up and in our station wagon and we would drive down. We wouldn't even shop at a grocery store. We went to the mini mart.
Nice.
Yeah. Basically like convenience store shopping. And my dad would make, he would either make fried egg sandwiches. He would buy Velveeta because my mom would not allow any processed anything in the house. So we'd get grilled cheese. We would get sugar cereal. You could get those little mini boxes of like Frosted Flakes yeah. and Fruit Loops. And oh, we were in heaven. Just probably sick by the time my mom came home. Just clogged up.
Dude,
nobody can poop.
I feel like that event.
Uh huh.
We should just. Do that with your sisters. We should just do it for like a, and it, you know what it should be? It should be like for a memorial for your dad. And what we do is we just go to the convenience store, get Velveeta.
We could.
Make grilled cheese.
We could.
And just cereal.
Dude, that'd be amazing.
Be
they
so
have
good.
A, my dad was super into golf. And so we have a golf tournament every year. Well, we didn't have it this last year because of COVID, but the golf where he was a part of a men's club, they have a memorial tournament for him every year. And they actually, after he passed, gosh, I think it's been almost, isn't that terrible? I think it's been 9 years, but they did a marker. So for people who play golf, it's like a metal round thing on this one fairway of the golf course, and it has this picture on it. And so they would set up, because my dad loved vodka soda, and they would call it Vodka Soda NFL, no fucking lime. So they would have a setup at, like, you would golf the tournament and then you would have to take a shot at his marker of vodka soda, or not a shot, like
a drink.
They would do a shot, yeah, a drink at his marker. And so that is, my dad's like, that's my legacy. He was such an amazing man. He's like, this is what you idiots are doing.
This is you're what just, you do every year.
You're just using me as an excuse to get fucked up on the golf course.
He like loves it, but also like wishes like there was maybe just like a little bit more. He loves it.
Oh man. Miss him. Oh. Anyway,
I remember. Ow. Oh, my foot's cramping.
I remember. Brooke always says this. Remember when?
Hey, remember
hey,
when?
Hey, remember when?
Remember when? Dude, t-shirt.
I just go, yeah, I remember.
You guys, we're working on merch.
We say it all the time. We've been saying
no, for we like really are though. I had a phone call, mm-hmm. FaceTime technically. Had one. We're working on it. We're bringing some funny shit to you.
We're working on it. What were you gonna say?
Oh, just one more thing about funny things you ate or drank or whatever, mm-hmm. as a child. So I, being the youngest of four, I always grew up with 2% milk. Always. Mm-hmm. There was never any other kind of milk in my fridge.
You didn't know there was another option.
It wasn't that I didn't know there, maybe no, I was just like, sure, oh yeah, that's 2%. But I remember as I got older, finding out that like my brother, he's the oldest, he only drank whole milk. And I was like, the fuck? Like the first time I had whole milk, I was like, no, I can't have that. And then I had it and I was like, whoa, this is way better.
See, I hated milk growing up.
By the time I was around, it was, you know, you had to go 2% because we didn't want to do fat free because I didn't want like milky water.
That's exactly what it is.
It is. It's milky water. But we never had whole milk.
Somebody took an eyedropper and just put like some white coloring in some water.
And you know, the last, I don't know, 10 years of my life, I drink milk from almonds, which you can't even milk an almond, you know? I got nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Oh my God. No, I always hated milk growing up.
I only drank it in cereal.
I was the weirdo that I get so grossed out when people drink the milk at the, like when they eaten all the cereal, mm-hmm. and they drink the milk.
Oh, really?
I would put just enough milk to get it soggy, but then every spoonful I would take, I would like dip the milk out.
Oh, dude, just eat it. What I had this weird thing with milk from elementary school, actually. There was always a kid. It was a boy. There was always some dude. I can't remember who it is exactly, and also I'm terrible with names, but I remember like on the bus going to school that he had milk for breakfast, and they'd always have like you could smell it.
Yes.
And also like a milk ring in their mouth. And so it grossed me out so much that, I never drank milk.
For that reason.
Yeah, like also, I remember I found it very, very, very important to make sure I cleaned my ears every day.
Oh, for sure.
Because I remember there was a girl, her name, but I'm not going to say it, and had just the, I obviously can't see inside my own ears, right? But I remember the first time like I saw in her ears, and believe me, I didn't have to get up close. It just was a glance, and I was like, whoa! So much earwax.
Oh.
I just kept thinking like, do you ever clean your ears? This is in elementary school. She just
probably didn't even know. I mean, that's the thing that your parents teach you, right?
And now if I like let days go by and I haven't cleaned my ears because maybe I haven't got more Q-tips or whatever, and it's not like anyone's around, I get a Q-tip, I finally get to clean it. And if the Q-tip is like really fucked up, I like feel embarrassed for myself.
Oh,
like,
see, oh. I get a little satisfaction.
Well, it's satisfaction, but like I'm always thinking like, man, did any, like, could you see it in my ear?
You know what I mean? No one told me? How crazy is it though that it's almost orgasmic
to
clean your ears? You're like, oh.
It really is. Oh. I always too, like I'm always towing the line of like, am I like going too far?
Totally. Totally. Oh my God, yes.
Oh my God. I don't pull back.
And
either.
There are like, sometimes like when you go too far and you're like, I'm pretty sure I just bruised my eardrum.
Yes.
That didn't feel right. Nope. It felt good and then it felt bad. A lot of like sexual encounters. It felt good.
Then it felt bad. Real bad.
Real bad.
Cleaning your ears. Modern day one night stand.
I have like an old
man laughing.
Man. Oh. Colby, you look like you're glowing right now.
He is. He got a haircut.
He's been getting some pussy.
Oh yeah.
You guys, Colby's
I can't wait
girlfriend,
to host
your Fina, girlfriend. She's absolutely adorable. She has been.
She's going to be like, yeah, you tell him.
Yeah.
No, what's up? You
this
tell him.
This guy has not, I mean, and he, how old are you? 23? Oh, 24. Sorry.
Oh, baby. Sorry.
24. He's 24. He hasn't gotten anything for seven months. I mean, you're glowing, but also extremely relaxed. He said really relaxed. Yeah,
he is. Look at him.
His girlfriend was gone for 7 months, came back on a couple days ago, yep. A few days ago. And man, you look like a happy boy.
Just a million bucks, million fucks, you know? You look like a million fucks.
I just imagine his house, just if you brought in one of those lights, just fucking DNA everywhere. Everywhere. Just everything's just lit up, just glowing.
Yeah. So if any of you are wondering, Colby is taken.
Yes.
And he's feeling like a million fucks right now. I feel like that could also be a t-shirt.
A million fucks.
But instead of
feeling
fucks,
like a million fucks.
Instead of fucks, we could just like have like a fox.
Stupid.
So dumb.
So dumb.
That was dumb. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed for myself. I
am. Oh. All right.
I am.
You're leaving me.
Yeah, I'm going back to Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you bought a house though.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay? I have
to sneeze.
Oh,
yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I bought a house.
She bought a house here.
She's only six minutes away. It's like, I'm still trying to figure out if it was like a bad idea. You know, like. You learn these lessons sometimes the hard way. And, you know, the lesson of like never like move somewhere for love or buy a very overpriced house that was built in the 60s. Because for other people. But you know what?
You like this area though.
I do like this area. I've been here a long time, mm-hmm. but I'm going to just be, I mean, super honest. Like,
what you get here is not.
The only reason I bought a house here, not kidding, is for like a very
small
group of people.
Yeah, I know.
And hopefully I somehow become more funny and it can keep that going so I can make more money, pay my bills, and, you know, and save money. You guys, huge investment. I mean, it's a huge investment for anybody buying a house. Huge investment, right? This is the second house I've bought. However, it is the first house I've bought by myself. No help from my parents.
Doesn't it feel great?
It feels good, but also like
terrifying.
Like, oh. I'm having menstrual cramps.
Yeah.
Like back. What'd you say earlier? Back labor.
I was having back labor.
Like it hurts, but it feels good, but yeah. It hurts.
It's hard to, I feel like anybody who has ever bought, well, probably any home, but especially their first home, there is that excitement, but then you go, oh, fuck. I just gave all my money away.
Oh, that's
but
exactly
the thing
what
is that
is.
It's a good investment.
That's what I keep telling myself. I'm like, you know what? I got to think about my dad. I think like what my dad's told me. Like, well, money sitting in your bank isn't making you more money.
Right.
So this is a great investment. I do work out here. I have family. My mm-hmm. wife is here.
Yes, I am.
So that's super important because, you know, can't go 7 months like Colby. Without being petted to sleep.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
Heavy petting.
Yes. Everyone's like, I knew it.
But yeah, you know, the first house I bought with my ex, the only reason we were able to buy a house is because of my parents.
Yep.
Because of my parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
this time around, it's just me and I'm doing it. Doing it well.
I was like, and good. You know, I never know lyrics.
Doing it good. Good.
Great. You're doing it great.
Again. Yeah, it feels good to be doing it on my own. No help from my parents. And, just me.
It's just me.
It's just me, guys.
Well.
But yeah, so that'll be fun to talk about once I actually, it closes and we throw a 1970s themed party there.
Because it is a time capsule.
It is a full on carpet baseboard.
It is.
Palm tree wallpaper. All the lights on the interior are lights that you only see on the exterior of most homes.
It has one of those like old phones, the rotary phones.
Yeah,
and then also phone. Has the like the old school one. There's like two different phones mm-hmm. in there. One is the I don't know what year that would be from, but it has the little thing that you take put off and put it up ear. To your ear and yeah mm-hmm. talk in the
yeah
everyone's like that's exactly like every
got,
phone
this,
Gina
got this, you put like, it yeah. huge like stone fireplace
mm-hmm.
and then it has like the iron railing in the house
into it like a step down
into the living room. It has another like living room that is where the couple that I bought it from, they're so sweet. They're like early 80s. They are the original owners. They've lived there for so long, but apparently they would do bowling league. And after they would go and bowl, they'd all come over. They have when I walked through the house, I wish they would leave some of these things there. Like record player,
like a stand up.
And this is where they would do their like dance party. They have like friends over and they would like dance. Everything's original, which means the first thing that has to go is the carpet.
Definitely.
They also have a cat. I am so allergic to cats.
Dude, like, and the
super,
wallpaper.
Like super. Oh, the wallpaper.
The entry wallpaper.
I want that to stay.
Is like, amazing.
I really hope I'm not going to move those walls because the wallpaper right there is so amazing.
It's almost has like gold foil yes. in places. And then maybe
like
a texture, like almost suede, but then mm-hmm. bumpy in places.
And it's like a...
What? Oh.
It's like...
Colby said, put your legs down.
I can't see your face. Okay. She's like...
I'm trying to hide on purpose.
I want to compare the pattern to like paisley, but it's not paisley. But I just mean, it's very...
Like, what do you call it? Like, is it called baroche? There's something. Again, not smart enough.
Exactly what I want to compare it to, which you're going to get this reference, and okay. some of you might get it as well, or you'll go and watch this TV show and you'll see it. But in the season of Sinner.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's the wallpaper that she sees
every time this song
yes.
plays.
Yes, it's very much
it's almost
like, that.
Like identical to that wallpaper.
It's very much like that, but more of golds, browns, yes. oranges.
It's so good.
So good. It's a great show.
So good. Yeah, so I've been looking up, the house needs a facelift,
mm-hmm.
but
the bones
I kind of, especially because it has the whole like step down into the living room, step down into the family room. I'm going to knock a wall out. So it's just all one room, but I've been looking up 70s inspired home design
mm-hmm.
and there's some cool stuff that we can do.
Yeah.
And you know, to update things and for sure, like redo the whole kitchen, but I want to keep it like kind of 70s.
I said you should keep like one wall the same
in every room. Like every room, just don't touch one of the walls. There's this room. It was one of their daughter's room, and the entire thing has like sunset palm tree
wallpaper.
So the whole room is like, it's orange.
It is.
And a friend of ours that might, her and her girlfriend might rent from me because it has an ADU.
It has an ADU.
She just texted, because I'm going to go, we're going to go see, so they can see the ADU tomorrow. She texted me and she was like, she just looked up the house on Zillow and she said, you should 100% keep the 80s porn room with the palm tree wallpaper. Major photo shoot opportunities.
You should just have like a video camera set up in there. And then when people come and stay over, they're like, what the fuck?
The casting couch is in the back.
It's black leather.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, that's what's up with us.
Yeah. Hey.
That's our life. My hair's so long and not actually mine, but it keeps getting stuck by my back.
Not actually mine.
You going to read that email before we go?
Yeah. Yeah. We were going to answer an email. This one. Oh, I don't have my glasses though. Oh, wait, right here.
Right there.
I got them. Hold on.
Maggie, my puppy just showed up. Come here, troll. Like actually, what I was going to say when you were describing, Ruby, mm-hmm. like being so crazy, like rubbing her tongue on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's Maggie. She is. Like Maggie would be
like kind of like, scrappy.
She's so cute, mm-hmm. but scrappy.
Scrappy.
And like kind of terrifying sometimes, but but you love her.
Right.
And she for sure could like, you know, be freaking out, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden be like, I'm nice now.
I'm nice now.
Like she beats the shit out of me. Maggie beats me up.
She gets that look too, like,
oh, if I'm on the toilet, it's game over. I'm screwed. If I like sit down to go pee, like, I'll at Gina's house too. Like, I'll go in her room, and the way her bathroom is set up is like she has like a barn door. But when you walk in, your immediate right, that's the toilet. So I'll be sitting on the toilet, and she's got like tile in there, and all of a sudden I'll hear like Maggie's little toenails
click, click, click,
and she'll come in, and then she'll just like. Scurry around the door, and she just looks at me, and you can see it in her body language. Her head like sinks down in between her shoulders, and she just looks at me, and then she does these quick like little, you know, like jukes, and then she just fucking pounces on me and will like bite me, but she never like bites hard, but she always like lets me, she always lets me know like I let you live. You know what I mean? She's
this was my decision.
I could have
taken you out at Colby, any point.
Okay, this is the last thing I'm gonna say, and then we'll move on so we can finish this. But me and Colby were filming a little beach workout, and Maggie is with us. And at the end of it, and the whole time I'm doing the workout, she's fucking me up. Okay. I'm doing bear crawls.
She's probably just jumping up and biting you the whole time.
The whole video is like just me surviving her. But at the end, I was like, okay, Colby, let's do this. Like, I'm going to race Maggie. So what I wanted to do is I would get in a prone position and I tried to get Maggie to lay down next to me, mm-hmm. but there were some other people walking. So it was grabbing her attention, but I would just jump up and take off running. Right. And she'd race me. And I told him before and told this for a vlog. I said, one of two things is going to happen. She's going to totally spank me for one, or she will sacrifice winning to beat the shit out of me. And that's exactly what she did.
She chose the second option.
She's like a jump up and snapper. Like she'll be running and then she kind of like gets under your feet, and she's so little that then you're concerned about her a little bit, but then she'll jump up and like bite the back of your arm or your butt or your legs. Oh yeah. She's terrifying. Oh, love that. Max. Love her.
Right, okay.
Barbara. Yeah. Moving on.
Well, we were going to answer one question. This is from Michelle Miller. It's
it's Vegamore.
Vegamore review. Hi, Brooke and Gina. I wanted to know how the Vegamore products are working. I have hair, but it's very, very fine. And I'm often jealous of my friends who are blessed with those wild, thick curls. Same, same. I recently started using the Olaplex No. 3 Hair Perfector since I feel like I get split ends very easily. But I wanted to know if Brooke likes, I'm having a hard time reading.
That's okay. It's the end of the day.
It is. Wanted to know if Brooke likes the Vegamore products. Is it worth it? Has it done anything for you? Also, how are the bonnets working? LOL. Mm-hmm. I might not go so far as wearing those at night, but if they work, I'll risk the Little House on the Prairie look. Love you, ladies. You bring me so much joy on your podcast. Feel like I have some faraway friends whenever I listen to you.
Okay, so the Olaplex, great stuff. I have that too. I've gone through one of the little bottles, like vial, of the Vegamore, and my mom actually not that long ago, when I signed up, I think I paid to have like an auto ship because it says you need to be using it for like at least 3 months to start really right. seeing a difference. And so I've gone through one and I haven't gone home yet. So I haven't started the second one. So hopefully I didn't totally shoot myself in the foot
because there's start been all some over.
Time in between.
Yeah.
But at 3 months, like I'll definitely, we can keep checking back in with it. But at 3 months, I feel like that's what I've been told and what I've read is that that's the part, like the mark where people really started to notice so much new hair growth. I just ordered me and Gina new bonnets. So these ones aren't bonnets, they're turbans. I'm going to find my email.
Which is a little less less of a dick repellent.
Yeah.
They look a little cooler than yes. the bonnet.
So
yeah.
I will tell you this. I never came across these. And I was like deep in Google. I was like balls deep in Google for trying to find like this like silk hair something. Because I didn't really know what to look for. So I was searching for anything and everything. And I ordered a few things. One of them that I was wearing at nighttime when I was home. I did find it was quite a bit of a difference in the morning of how my hair felt.
Felt?
My hair felt great.
Right.
I did like that. Also, we have got shower caps.
Yes.
Which is actually a game changer, dude.
I had forgotten about shower caps.
I 100% have never worn one ever. And I've said it a million times. I'm always trying to figure out how to make my hair better.
Yeah.
So I was at Walgreens and I saw they had shower caps and I was like, dude, not a bad idea. Cause there are many times, I mean, all the time, I shower and don't wash my hair. Cause I'm trying not to wash it every day.
But you have it up and then it still gets the moisture on it.
And it feels weird, right? Like I'll put my hair up and because the heat in the shower, like it's kind of why they tell you to do like a cold shot with your blow dryer or something at the end of blow drying your hair to kind of get the cuticle to all lay the same direction or whatever.
Yeah. I think you said that right.
I saw the shower cap and I was like, I'm going to get that. And it's like this black and white striped shower cap and it has a bow on it.
I think you talked about it.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. And your mom.
Did I tell the story how my mom saw me and I was like, just naked in my bathroom and I was so embarrassed and she was like, oh my God, so cute.
You're so cute.
And I was like, I forgot that I had this. I looked so stupid. But Gina got one.
I did.
And they're great. It's like, it makes a huge difference actually getting in the shower. Even if it's super steamy or whatever, you take it off and your hair texture is 100 times better.
Yeah, it doesn't
freeze
it.
And I was on Instagram today.
Mm-hmm.
And I like love and hate this about Instagram or your phone. It listens to you.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so many times where I'm so grateful. Like today. Well, I mean, I hope.
There's so many times I'm so grateful.
I came across this company. I'll go to their Instagram. It's called Mauve. MAU. Let me pull it up. MAUVE. And it was an ad. Right here. That's not it. All right, hang on, guys.
I just saw it.
Did you? Yeah. You know what? I sent it to you. That's going to be an easier way for me to find the actual one.
Yeah.
Here, I got it.
No. No, you sent me the one with the dress.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys. Here it is. Oh, visit our store. I'll do this. I went to my email. Mauves. So it's not Mauve, it's Mauves, MUAVES. And I just saw a video of this girl putting this silk, looked like she was just putting a
Like when you wrap like a towel on
like
top of your
head.
Yeah,
like a hair cover. And I noticed that it was silk. And I felt like, oh, is this like another type of, you know, nighttime beanie I should be wearing?
Nighttime.
And so I watched it and I went to the website and I ended up ordering a couple of things. So they have their story is they have like a sustainable journey. So everything is made to order. So you have to pre-order.
It's pre-order. Yeah.
Yeah. So we ordered today. I ordered one for me and Gina and they won't be here until early April. So I don't even know the exact date of when we'll get them, but they have a lot of different options.
They have one that you can put on damp hair.
Yeah. Okay. I got to pull up the
I love how you go on these things and all these girls are so beautiful.
They are
and
so
hot,
beautiful.
Full makeup.
So,
right?
Because just tan skin.
You know you and I are going to put this shit on before we go to bed with same. No makeup.
No, it's not going to look the same.
Not looking the same.
So they have day to night headscarves, quick dry hair turbans, quick tie headscarves, and they have the all satin hair turban collection. So we ordered a quick dry hair turban and that one, I'll read about it. It is, let's see. They're dual layered and reversible to meet all hair care needs. If I click on it, it'll tell you what's...
You're like, I need to grow hair. Will it grow my hair?
It says on this one, add a little chic to your hair care routine with Mom's microfiber hair turban. Each wrap is double stitched, lined with ultra plush microfiber and made with a washable vegan stretch satin. That's a mouthful. Washable vegan stretch satin exterior to give you a perfect fit. Wear your Mob's microfiber hair turban right after a shower and before combing your hair to get your hair to a damp state. Finish with a blow dryer for styling or air dry. So I ordered one of those for us to try, and then I got me and Gina both the nighttime one, which is in their satin collection. Sorry. I feel like I have to read this to you guys because I'm pretty excited about it. Okay. So these ones... Da 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 da. You can just wear them, or you can wear them at nighttime. So it says,
dude, if you ever get, to, I feel like, actually, you could wear that in your new house before you actually do anything to it.
Oh, remember how just I told you? What did I tell you? I
wanted and a turban.
We were watching Animal Kingdom, and I said, I want you to be like, you have to have this like the style of Smurf as you get older, like only wear kimonos.
Yeah, but she has like a lot of bedazzled shit that she wears.
Okay, well, when I finally have the money to fix the pool that's in the backyard, we've got to like wear kimonos and like the head
turbans.
He's like silky, bright colors, and then like drink martinis.
Martinis for sure. Oh my God. Double martinis, dry.
Yep. So this one, add a little chic to your hair care routine. Same. Each wrap is double stitched and entirely made of luxurious stretch satin. The Mauve's all satin hair turban elegantly covers up your hair during the day and protects your hair overnight from frizz, breakage, and tangles. That is like, I'm pretty excited about it. So the stuff that I looked up online when I was trying to find something that would work, everything was more like a bonnet. I would watch all these different like videos of how to wrap your hair. So the next thing I was going to do before I saw these today is I was going to go and buy like a big silk scarf. And I was going to try just tying it up versus putting the bonnet on at night, but I never actually did that. But this, I'd seen some people have like the towel hair wrap, but I'd never seen one to purchase before. This, you put it on like that. So flip your head upside down, put it on,
wrap it,
twist your hair, and then you fold it up and over, and I think it has a button
it looked like maybe like tuck it in.
Or you tuck it, but I think it says that, maybe not on all of them, but they have like a button snap, so it holds.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited about it.
I think you should do a workout vlog with it on.
Oh man, no. I sweat a lot from my head.
It'll just absorb it. I'll just absorb it.
I'll just absorb it.
I'll absorb it.
Anyways, I have no idea if that helps you at all, but I will tell you that I'm going to keep using the Vegamore or Vegamore.
There's so many people out there that are like, no, we can grow our own hair.
I'm so happy
so
for you.
So happy for you. Like, really happy.
I take such good care of my hair. I'm constantly trying to figure out how I can, you know, make it healthier. And turns out, just got to go back to the drawing board, I guess.
I feel like you can grow muscles, but not hair.
I actually grow a lot of hair, but from what I understand is there's this thing called your terminal length. And mine is different on the sides of my head and also the top. One part on the top of my head is from when I had, right before I had surgery, just got super short and now it doesn't like to grow. So.
As I'm laughing.
I mean, it's funny. It makes it better when I can laugh at how fucking like shitty it is. You know what I mean?
It does.
This is me.
This is me. For being more funny. All right, guys. Well, are we ending it?
Yeah, we're definitely ending it. I told Colby, I was like, this will be like 30 minutes and it's 59.
He already knows. Wait, okay. Can we talk about Colby's hair right now? What?
Dude, so good.
What?
Wait, turn around. I just want to see if you have a CBH. Yup.
Yup.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Hey, okay. Thanks for listening or watching.
Yeah, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe,
five-star rating, five-star warning.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.